Shorty Gadaveri. How are you doing and where are you getting hype? Go ahead and let me know. I see some of you doing that brilliantly so far. How are you doing? Happy Ash Wednesday to you too. Tuned in as usual from Embu. Blinding Lights by The Weeknd will truly bless me. Okay, we got you. You said Ash Wednesday and bless me in the same sentence. You was not playing. You was not playing, my little Catholic. How are you doing today? Nice to see you talking to me on the WhatsApp. You can talk to me too at the hype at 984 hashtag believe the hype. 0701-984-984 is the way to get in touch with us on WhatsApp. And of course, I have two out of the three fantabulous ladies from Heels for Pads, quite namely Miss Lush and of course Mo. How are you doing, ladies?
Hey,
we're very good. We're as good as you.
Yes. Are you as good as me?
Yeah.
I can just tell because you're not only looking good, but you came through with the energy.
Yeah.
It's the accessories.
To match the hype.
Of course.
The energy.
Well, you came through with the dance moves,
yeah.
Baby.
Yes.
You almost made Casilla collapse. You almost made a grown man collapse
A-Marie
over there.
A-Marie is my girl.
Yes, you were telling us how that A-Marie gym, you used to compete with your sister.
Yes.
And it was like a
who
serious.
Got whip?
Who got the whip?
Who whips the hips? Better.
You know what I love about kids? It doesn't matter where in the world you are. We all do the same stuff. Like, because you know exactly how the video went. Is that one thing? That, and we just all had, we all thought we had that one thing.
And
none of us had it because we were way too young yet at the time. But we tried. God bless us for trying. Now, you ladies try and succeed. That's what I love about y'all.
I love that.
And that's why you're here today. Because in addition to Heels for Pads, you have something very exciting.
Very.
That's
very
happening.
Yeah.
Right? It's a big podcasting.
Yes.
If I may say so myself. Now, I don't mean to overreact about it.
Oh, girl. Love it.
Oh, really?
Pero like, this may be the time to overreact. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect from you, ladies.
Sister Speaks, it's all about curating female-centric spaces to just have these conversations and overreact. Because I need to have to start popping kids. Mm-hmm. So the podcast is all about overreacting to these biases and, saying that we can exist in any way, shape or form because we write our own rule book. So we are about overreacting.
Absolutely. And it's also just playing on the fact that, you know, we always get this statement as women, why are you overreacting? Are you on your periods? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's for us to say, yo, this is being said, but this is how we view it. These are the statements that we are saying no to. These are the statements that we want to change the narrative, you know, because for so long, some of us have lived a certain way because of the women before us were told this is the way to go. And there was no room for change. Or if you changed, you were either beaten for it or challenged about it and weren't able to go ahead. And so we want to say that there's a different narrative.
And that beaten that you speak of could be literally or figuratively,
both,
right? Oh, proverbially, or yeah, that's what, or both,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, and or I should say.
Yeah.
Now, the ladies and gents, the beauty of this situation is overreact is spelled OVAREACT. Okay, so it's, you know, it's a play on words as well, which I think is really fabulous. Like the ovaries. So overreact. I thought that was quite cute. I'm excited to hear about the content you ladies are going to have. We're going to get to that in just but a moment because I know that you already have pretty much a whole season lined up.
We have a whole season lined up.
Yeah.
And we're gonna even hint on what the first episode will be about because we're going to
definitely saw a little bit of that. And I couldn't be happier that something like this is starting because when I was seeing some of the answers, I was like,
I didn't think of that, right?
No, it was like, actually it was more like, why are people still thinking like this in the 21st century?
Yep, mm-hmm. It's true. And that's why we're overreacting because we need to change that narrative.
Absolutely.
And have those tough conversations.
No, it's true. And tough conversations make the world go round. Well, one conversation that I assure you won't be tough is the one you're going to have this Saturday with Koi Kabbalah and the Brazilian embassy. They're taking you on a tour south of Brazil, and it's all between 7 and 9 p.m. Get a free tour of Gramado or tuck your feet into the warm sand of Jurere Beach. Make sure you spare some time for the Curitiba. botanical garden. I just love the way that you pronounce Portuguese. It's too romantica. And don't make dinner plans, because she is going to be serving you churrasco. This is a barbecue, but the Brazilian way. For a serving of all things Brazil, you're going to have to tune into the World Groove with Koi Gabala and the Brazilian Embassy. It's all happening this Saturday, the 5th of March, from 7 p.m. up until 9 p.m. You're not going to want to miss out. Something else you're not going to want to miss out on is this Friday, the 4th of March, Capital FM is inviting you to scream, shout, and let it hang all out at the Capital Mixmasters Takeover. Ring up your pals, save the date, and head on over to Deja Vu Lounge for good vibes, beautiful people, drinks on drinks on drinks, and claro que sí, the freshest music mixes you ever done heard in your life from DJ UV and DJ Rouge, who's playing today. Tune into the Jam with Juno Mato as you learn more on Zet. It's right here on your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM. Okay, and that's exactly what we're talking about here with Overreact, ladies. Am I right? Because if you don't have to jump to put your jeans on, then you don't know my pain. Big facts or not. Big facts or not.
You have ovaries and you're overreacting.
Thank you. You still love that? Yeah. I was like,
I'm going to put that in my t-shirt.
And then we quote you. We're going to buy one jira.
Yes. Thank you. You know what? You guys can have that for free. The next one will cost you, though.
Okay.
The next one will cost you. I'm in the studio with Mo and Lush. How are you ladies doing?
We're very well. We're very excited. And we can't wait to share a lot more about what we why we're here and what we have in store.
And why we are overreacting, being the International Women's History Month.
Oh, yes. Thank you for bringing that up, because it absolutely is March. And ladies, I mean, this is open for gents too, but let me tell you something. On the subject of what we're talking about, sometimes we get headaches. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get period pains. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get fevers. You know what I'm saying? And Cipladon will take care of all of those things. So make sure that you cop yourself some Cipladon. Not only does it help with that, but it also helps with toothaches and anything that's wearing you down. Cipladon painkillers are here to help you, and they're absorbed twice as fast, giving you faster relief so that you can get back on track. Tune into Capital in the Morning with Davina and Fareed so you can learn more. If symptoms persist, make sure to seek medical advice. Okay, now back to our regularly scheduled program.
I love that.
Of course, we are obviously talking about overreacting with the ever fabulous ladies who have started some incredible initiatives. And ladies, you have this podcast going now.
Yes.
And I know your other, the other fabulous third of you, Angela Womboy, who we have here in news,
yes,
at Capital FM, is not here right now, but I know you guys are holding it down.
Yes.
And in these podcast conversations, I hear you talking a lot about women, the perception of women, what women go through. And it might sound like it's from a female-only perspective, ladies and gents, but it's actually not.
No, it's not. We will be inviting guests, women and men, to overreact with us on
love that.
Yeah, on different you know, topics,
if it's subjects, right?
Yeah. So if it's a topic about like our first one will be based on our journey of womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question for you, Wanjira. I know you're interviewing us, but we want to interview you.
Go
real
ahead.
Quick. When did you discover what being a woman is, or what? When was that moment you're like, oh, I'm not, you know,
boy.
I'm not a boy. Yeah. There's something different. Like, I'm of a different gender.
Okay. Okay, I have two. There are two. Okay, actually, let this be my answer. I think it was whenever boys challenged me when I was little.
Okay.
So I was a hella tomboy. Always have been.
Okay.
And I'm definitely.
You're a pretty tomboy.
Look at this Fox charmer over here. Dead. Y'all better stop. So basically, I remember I've always been that girl, first of all, who was raised by these parents that were just like, well, you can do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing you can't do. You have all the capabilities. So anything anybody else can do, you can do it too.
Love that.
But when you are out on the field with boys, you know, they challenge you differently.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can be kind of ignored.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, you can feel already that gender bias coming into play that society instills in us from literally the time we're born, right? Because it's like, oh, well, if you know the sex or you have an inkling it's going to be a boy, well, everything has to be blue. And if it's going to be a girl, well, then everything has to be pink. And it's like, GTFOH, okay?
Yeah.
Because can we not do this right now? It's like, we weren't even born that long ago. I can't believe in retrospect that people were doing this even when we were born.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I would get really frustrated when boys would do this to me in the schoolyard. Seldom in the classroom, because we know I killed it there. But it was always a really interesting thing for me. And I was like, anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. Okay. So I, whether it was shimming up a tree or who's going to play freeze tag better or hide and go seek, anything, especially anything that was physical, like I had to prove my strength. Mm. But it was also an eye-opening moment. I would say one of the most eye-opening moments, though, and that's why I kind of had a double answer for this, is going into a workforce.
Okay.
Situation. So there's an awakening when you're a kid, and then there's an awakening when you're an adult, and there's even an awakening when you're a preteen, like kind of realizing like, well, all those boys can that are my age at 12 or 13 can stay out while the lights are coming up on the street, but yeah. I'm not allowed because I'm a it's girl and that's dangerous. Home. And yeah. And I don't understand why they would know any better. In fact, they're dumb and I'm smart, yeah. You know, yeah. And I'm sorry, boys, but, you know, ladies grow up faster than you do. We just have a little bit more maturity. You know, even from a younger age, don't get me into the 20s and 30s, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. So yeah. It would really astound me that even the most progressive women and men around me, the people I was raised by, be it my parents or my aunts and uncles and, you know, the adults around me and general teachers, everyone who told me how smart I was still very concerned about me being a girl out in the world on my own. You know, so there was those. And then it's going into the workplace and hearing certain jokes or realizing certain things and also moving to a new country
and
seeing
dress.
A different culture. And yes, and even that used to be a big thing when I would appear on television a lot. And I used to really battle what I'd be wearing because, you know, sometimes the cleavage would be down to here and I'd be like, well, how surely could I be talking about anything and anybody really be paying attention to me? Because, you know, it's you know, to tase in the face. And yes. I just really think the message gets lost in that. And there's a time and a place for that. And that's fabulous when we're at the, you know, fashion awards. But it's not fabulous when we're talking about other things that, you know, are not really associated with that type of style and dress code. So there are a lot of things. There are a lot of moments that remind you you're a woman. Mm-hmm. I think that they have in my life shouted to me at different points
and
in my
shaped
life.
You in a sense. So the idea is to have these conversations and how, you know, how certain aspects are very different. Like in the weekend I had a conversation about dressing and stuff, and the men were like, they've never had to wake up and think, oh crap, I can't wear that,
right?
Because it's gonna get the wrong attention.
Trillion%.
Yeah. And so just you know, inviting the challenges that we have in terms of if it's beauty or if it's why is there a statement about beauty without brains and there's none that refers to men in that sense.
Yeah. For me, I feel like it's the girls, the way you're saying that you were supposed to be home maybe before 6.
Right.
And boys were supposed to be playing out even after 9.
Right.
For me, it's, you know, we were conditioned to be nice.
Right.
And being nice as a girl is be quiet or be silent. Mm-hmm. And in that silent, it's like, okay, don't talk like this. Cross your legs. Girls don't chew like that. Girls don't wear like that.
You're supposed to be a little Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
You know, there's a way that she was so cleverly a vixen, but would always get what she wants.
Yes.
And she was polite, but she never overstepped her bounds.
So which goes to say that life calls for women to be perfect, but allows men to be imperfect and navigate their way through that. Well, if a woman makes a mistake publicly, she will be
chastised.
Yes, completely. She will be
ripped apart. Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson versus Justin Timberlake.
Exactly. Exactly. But if the narrative is different, the man, we excuse his behavior. Mm. Because
boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys. They jump. Yeah. They do all
and
this
let's
thing.
Talk,
they
get
but you're wearing a dress, so you can't jump. You have to think differently,
dirty.
Even though you're 6 years old.
Can we actually overreact about boys will always be boys? Why? Can girls not be girls?
Okay, wait, because my ovaries are literally dying to overreact right now. And I can just
let's overreact, girls.
I can hear yours, ladies. They're just screaming at mine. Yes, yes.
Let's stop.
You guys can't see it right now, but all our ovaries are just shaking hands, at this very moment. Mm-hmm. Ladies, give us 2 seconds. We're about to come back to you and your fabulous facts. I want to hear more about what the podcast has to offer. I'm really excited to hear about some of the stuff you have lined up to talk about specifically in the first season, especially with who. So let's get back to that in just but a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, gents, I also want to remind you, in addition to Overreact, which I hope you've already subscribed to by now, you also need to make sure that you're in attendance to the Magical Kenya Open presented by ABSA that is here with us this weekend. Take note that it is going down for the 11th time with a national event. Golfers from across the world are going to be gracing Mudhaiga Golf Club course, and this is one tournament for sure you don't want to miss out on. From the 3rd of March to the 6th, you're going to find the creme de la creme in the golfing arena. So tune into Capital in the Morning as well as The Jam and play the golf trivia so you could potentially win tickets. It's all right here in your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM. It's the dawn for me. How are you doing? As much as I love DJ Rouge, I don't know if he has ovaries right now, so I don't know if I can.
He's invited to the table. He can overreact.
You're invited to overreact at our red table because we actually have a red table. This is a red table talk.
The Kenyan version, the Kenyan version.
Heck yeah, baby, the 2-5-4. Let me shave my head and call myself Jada. What you know about that? What you know about that? Waiter. All right, it's about 9 o'clock. Almost time for us to get into the request hour. I see you talking to us over here. Hey, Wanjira, it's Kevin from Meru. Play for me, Best Part of My Life by St. John. Don't make me cry because, you know, I love that man. And I'm not just talking about his music. The show is fire as usual. Hey, Wanjira, it's Yano Adenyeri. Pull up by Big Walk Dog will do me good. Got you, baby. It's never too late to be home. Just catching up with my favorite show, Wanjira. Not the heart faces. The music is so nice. I've missed it a lot. Fresh Azimis. Hashtag believe the hype. Hi, cutie. And Tune Kakamega, the DJ, has taken me back in the days when music was music. Ooh, that is definitely a compliment, if I may say so myself. Travis Scott featuring Big Sean. Ain't play with him. We got you. I love that you guys are already bringing that hype when it comes to the last hour, the hour where you become the DJ. Let us know exactly what it is you want to listen to. We got you on that and more. At the Hype 984, talk to us. Hashtag believe the hype because you do. Talk to this man at DJ Rouge. Talk to me at Wanjira L. Talk to us at 0701-984-984. That's WhatsApp if you want to talk to us on there. You guys have not sent me a voice note in a little mini. And I'm in my feelings about it. I'm not going to lie.
You're overreacting.
I'm overreacting.
baby.
I need a voice note.
Catch flights, not feelings.
I can't wait to listen to this podcast. Speaking of which, ladies, you have to tease us with at least some of the topics you're going to be touching upon this season. First of all, how many episodes per season, and this season at least?
We're going to do 13 of them.
And, 13, awesome.
Yes. So basically, most of the topics will be centered around how women overextend themselves to be accepted mostly by men and the society. Ooh. Ooh. So, oh my God, Mo, you're such a good mother. But, okay, fine. Oh, I'm training for a marathon. Oh,
right.
Girl, you're doing so well. But, you know, myself, when am I enough for myself?
Mm.
So those are the hard conversations and the tough questions that we're going to be asking.
And also just also bring into life the current things that have been happening. So when it comes to femicide, when it comes to things around colorism.
Colorism is one that's been around for decades upon decades.
Yeah.
But femicide was a big one because of also COVID-19.
COVID-19. Yeah. And also, yeah, you know, we have our very own athlete, Agnes.
Absolutely.
Also touching on things like financial cheating, like the Tinder situation.
Exactly.
So, you know, talking about those kind of conversations.
You ladies ever been Twinder Sindlered?
Me?
Never.
Myself,
me?
No.
Me? Adra. No.
She said, degehota.
Hey, I cannot. Listen, my rule is very simple. I give money which I'm willing to lose. But if a man asks me for money that we've just started dating, that's a red flag.
So yeah, I mean, the conversation of money, we always advocate for, like, telling the sisters out there on the podcast that a man is not your financial plan.
Mm.
So we react to, like, money and how we were socialized, especially in African households.
Right.
We grew up seeing money very masculine. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, we can make our own bag. And that's what we're all about. Yeah.
And just
in this podcast,
our relationship with certain things, our relationship with maybe how we've seen men in our lives, so that, you know, or how we see money in our lives, how we go about careers. Are we the type of people who want to be in a boardroom as well as being in the kitchen,
right?
Or are we the type of person who are like, oh, maybe like the world just wants me to stay in the kitchen, and that's the only place I belong.
Or maybe you just want to be in the boardroom, and that's perfectly
and
okay,
that's okay
too.
And also maybe
you can do all of them.
You can, but you can also just choose to only be in the boardroom, and that's okay too. That is an option.
Exactly. 100%. And also just also getting men's viewpoints in certain conversations. There's a teaser that's coming out where, you know, men are also giving their viewpoint on what womanhood is.
Oh, I saw that. I found it
interesting.
Yes.
And there's more to come.
Exhilarating.
You're also posing other questions. Why do you feel that you need to empower your daughter more than your wife?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a difference between the two? So do you feel like, and just even,
that's a beautiful question, by the way. I think that's actually really hard hitting. That's some hard hitting journalism, guys.
Yeah. And also just, I think also challenging, do you have unconscious biases? You as a woman and you as a man as well. So like, you know, doing the deep dive, and it's kind of therapeutic, so to speak.
It sounds like it. I can just tell by the smile on y'all's faces.
Yeah.
Right now, your ovaries look calm.
And well, I have a feel. I'm on my mad week, woman week.
Mad woman week?
Yes. So I'm totally overreacting.
Guys, if you want to actually tune into this amazing podcast, it's premiering coming Monday, the 7th, correct?
Yeah, Monday the 7th, after the hype.
Yes! From 10 p.m. Yes, is when you'll be able to find it. I do have just but a few more questions for these ladies, so hang tight. It's just after 9. Time for us to go into your request, so let's do that. The Don has taken all his notes, so he knows what's really goody and what you're looking for. Something I know you're looking for is the best shopping experience in the entire world, especially when it's accompanied by Kenyan hospitality, and that's all at Imara Shopping Mall on Mombasa Road. Visit Naivas Food Market, Galitos, Silver Oak, Animet, Silent Night, Optica, Samsung, Healthy You, Pharma Plus, Umoja Shoes, Lorenzo Professional Dry Cleaners, and it's all on the mall and there for you to enjoy with unbeatable opening offers. And you can even win vouchers from the shops. Ain't that a deal and steal? Take photos of yourself or the mall and send them to @thejam984 using the hashtag #TheImara, hashtag the mall that has it all, and tag @Imara, that's IMARARA, for a chance to win big. Tune into The Jam Show with Mato and June so you can win big. The Imara, the mall that has it all. Speaking of a mall that has it all, I'm almost positive that this mall is going to have some Ace disinfectant, and you are going to need it, baby, because with all the germies that we found out are existing in this world, honey, keep your spaces well protected from all of them. Plus, with Ace disinfectants, you're spoiled for choice when it comes to scents. You've got the mint, apple, and winter spice that you can choose from as you're keeping your kitchen counters, floors, sinks, and tabletops all sparkly clean. The beauty of Ace disinfectant is that it has fast-acting microbial components that not only clean, but disinfect on the go. So get yours today at any leading store countrywide. With that, let's get into your request, because it's your hour, Schnookums.
The best mix of music, Capital FM. Locking down your radio one jam at a time on 98.4 Capital FM. The Hype with Wanjira Longaur.
All right, the Don said, y'all gonna turn up no matter what. And we're not mad about it at all. At all. All Eyes on You by Nicki Minaj is your request. Magazetti, I got you on that in just a little bit. Or better yet, the Don has you on that. Something that Ashanti Q has you on is your best hair yet. That's right. Especially when you got them naturals. Well, you know that Ashanti Q Naturals has every product for every hair type and hairstyle. They've got projects... Products ranging from the sulfate-free shampoo, the moisture lock conditioner, the no-crunch curling butter, the treatment mask, the growth cream, and the finishing serum. It's made with the finest natural ingredients, ensuring that Ashanti Q Naturals not only moisturizes but nourishes your African hair, giving it a fabulous shimmer and an extra special bounce. It's available in all leading beauty stores and supermarkets countrywide, so get that while you can. Still talking to the ever-fabulous lady. ladies who are in the studio right now, namely Mo and Lush. But let's not forget that we have the one and only Angela Boy listening in right now.
Yes. Hey,
all the
girl.
Way from Seattle. Hey. Yes.
Shout out.
Shout out to you, Angie Ann. Shout out to Lil Ken Ken, too.
Yes.
So we know that you are repping for 2/3 of the team right now.
Yes.
But Sister Speaks Global truly is global.
Yes.
So
it
we could
is.
Say that you know, global, you being repped out in Seattle right now.
Mm. Yes.
All right. Shout out to the West Coast.
And my mom's listening in UK.
Okay. Hey, mommy. Mad respect.
Hey, Mama Lush.
Hey, Mama Lush. I know I should be calling her Mama Angela, but I got to call you Mama Lush because that's how I know you right now. All respect to you and every queen out there who is tuned in right now, because you're going to love Overreact. The podcast launches this coming Monday, the 7th of March. It's going to come on right after the hype at 10 p.m., like we said, and it's going to be available digitally on both Capital FM, Kenya, Google, Capital FM, Kenya, Google, and Apple Podcasts, as well as via Sister Speaks Global and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor.
Yep.
Okay?
Yes.
Yep. With that said, there's something very important I want to touch upon, ladies. Well, kind of two very important things. Starting with your podcast, because that's really where what we've been talking about and where our attention has been, spearheaded. Why March did you decide to start this?
March is a women's month, right? It's a month that we get to celebrate our femininity. It's a month that we get to shout about all the great things, all these amazing women across the globe, from Kenya, from UK, from Asia, like everywhere, and just shout about what we're doing. And so what better month for a show that's by women,
yes,
for women, to inspire women,
ooh,
to challenge
yes.
women,
ooh,
to, you know, change the narratives for women, then start the Overreact podcast. And as you said, the name plays on the words ovaries,
yes,
and plays on the, you know, the much annoying term of, you know, you're overreacting,
is right,
it, you know, because
right,
you're a woman. So that's the purpose around the basis of the show and the basis of the month. And it's a season to shake things up and to join the Capital family.
Exactly. And when you're talking about, you know, celebrating women, we are all about spotlighting sisters who came before us.
Amen.
Trailblazers, the people who are, you know, shaking rooms and and inspiring the girls that are coming after us or the sisters behind us. So that's the essence. Just making sure that the table is long, it has the right material, because we don't want no man telling us, oh, this is your table. We don't want that.
The right material.
Yeah.
I like that. Like with the right ingredients at the table so that we can make the dang thing happen.
Exactly. Yes. And there's someone wise who once said that the table is long and we can all sit and eat from that. And you know where I got that from? Miss Wanjiru herself.
Hey, you get your flowers, girl.
Thank you.
So it's just to remind women that the table is long. We don't need to fight each other. We don't need to fight men. We just need to, you know, create the table, whether it's long, short, just for us to be all enjoy it from it, learn from each other, challenge each other. It's okay to also debate. We don't have to agree.
Yes, I love that.
We have to have our different opinions. Mm-hmm. Our show is not going to be about us having the same opinions.
No.
It's about us challenging. No, I don't actually
in
agree
a healthy
with you.
Manner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what happens when women come together? Magic happens.
Yes.
So that's the basis. We want to make magic happens through conversations and have strong communities of women who own their own voice. They don't have to shrink because they know they can exist authentically and
in
themselves.
Yes. Yes. Guys, we don't just birth children. We birth amazing ideas.
Yes, we do. We do.
So, yes.
And just to continue with that, we will be celebrating on Tuesday.
Ooh.
International Women's Day. We have an event called Wine and Heels.
Yes. We are going to bringing the only second generation sommelier. She's going to be taking us through the wine tasting and food pairing. And we're going to have amazing women who are breaking biases in different diverse fields, from renewable energy to women who are championing for inclusion of girls with special needs. And a woman who made her trials to be her staircase to level up. And you can catch all that on our social media platform. And come, let's sip some wine.
All right. And tell us your social media platforms before you go.
At Sister Speaks 254 on Twitter and Instagram. If you just type Sister Speaks Global, even on the web search and site, you'll be able to see our website, www.sisterspeaksglobal.org. You can also learn about the other charity arm that we have, which is Heels for Pads, where we support girls with pads. And we do that with our innovative way of selling heels. And actually, Wanjiru's heel, Nigeria donated heels, and they're being worn right now by another model called No. That's the basis of our is to also just, you know, create a safe space for sisters, champion each other. And we can't wait to overreact with you also one day. So as you've invited us to our show, we'll invite you to our podcast.
And while the conversation of gender equality, you know, is very right now, we invite everyone with an ovary, or if you're sitting next to someone with an ovary, come and let's overreact.
Yes, baby. I'm here for that. And, you know, I'm good at overreacting. My life. Is it me? Am I the drama? I don't think I'm the drama. Maybe I am the drama, ladies.
No, you're just real you. Yeah?
Before we go, please define for us what womanhood means to you.
Womanhood means... it means championing through a lot of BS that you don't ask for. But that, you know, you're able to somehow wear with a lot of dignity and fashion it in a way that ends up being a crown. Yeah, because we have to do that a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And awesome. So we look forward to reminding people not to drop their crown and to keep it screwedly tight on.
Amen, honey. We know no other way, especially this crew right here. If you're loving it, don't forget to tune in right here to Capital FM, 10 p.m., the 7th of March on Monday. That's where Overreact is going to be premiering with none other than Mo Lush and our very own Angela Womboy. There is also going to be the ever so fabulous Sip.
Yes,
right?
Wine and Heels. On Tuesday.
That's going to be on Tuesday from?
Yes, from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at Empire Lounge in Kilimani.
Fabulous. Make sure that you follow them at Sister Speaks Global.
254.
Oh, 254. Yeah. Or you can find them, or Sister Speaks Global.
Yes.
Correct?
Perfect.
Yes.
And the beauty of that, all the proceeds from the event will go to Heels for Pads towards meeting the menstrual needs of girls and women in need.
Yes. Yes. And we really do need that in the 254. I think y'all would be shocked. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
We really had a good time.
We had a good time.
We could tell by all the dancing. Y'all are all smiles. And
they need to follow their platforms and they'll get to
see all of that. Yes. All that goodness.
My ovaries are shook. They were like, what?
Not shook, baby. You crazy. 27 minutes past 9 in the PM. Make sure you continue letting us know everything it is that you want to listen to. We got you on everything.